Yeah, I've trained with the prestigious Central School of Speech and Drama in London, and also I've been a voice trainer for the BBC. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart on Twitter, TweeterStewart, TWWTERSTEWART. Welcome to today's episodes of Short Daily Hints and Tips to help you get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. Yeah, life's free voice training opportunities is what we're going to be talking about today. And essentially that comes to listening lots to other people. There's a great advantage in doing that to get some free training. So I mean things like don't skip through the commercials or on radio or TV or the internet or cinema. Watch and listen to every ad that comes on. And in our show notes, there's a link to somewhere where you can go and watch all sorts of TV ads currently and from past years to see what people are doing and how they're doing it. But listen mindfully. That is, really listen. So think to yourself, what is the service or product being advertised? Why is this ad being played at this time, on this station, on this show? Who are they targeting? And therefore, what style is the ad written in? What is this script really saying and trying to make the audience do? Make them do? Yeah. Is it to buy something? Is it just to inform them? Is it to persuade them in some way, shape or form? What are the key words and phrases in this particular advert? What about the voice? Its age, its sex, its tone and speed and so on. Is the style announcery or conversational? Why? Why? What technique is the voice using to engage and communicate with the audience? Who is the audience? How does the voice reflect the pictures and the music in the ad? And part of this reveal will come from the time of day and the style of the station or the type of programme the commercial is in. As we've said before, who the audience is will inform your read. That is, will give you a clue as to how to communicate with them. How the product, the message, the target audience, the voice, how are they all married together? And once you've thought about all of that, maybe even written a few notes as well, you can perhaps go one better. Maybe copy the style of that ad a moment after you hear it. So a split second after the voiceover has read that particular part of the script, you just mirror them as they continue with the script a split second after they've done so. Or transcribe the ad and record yourself reading it in their style. Yeah? Now, I'm not saying that you then take on board that particular style for all of your reads, but it'll help you understand what style has been used for that particular product at that particular time to that particular audience on that particular platform. And you may notice similar products being advertised in similar ways or different ways. And that's even more interesting. Ask yourself why. You know, for example, a health advert about a pill or a potion or a car is being advertised in different ways, with different music, with different scripts, with a different kind of voiceover, different style and tone and pitch and pace. Typically, car commercials can really vary in their production values because it reflects their cost. Yeah, a quality production for an expensive sedan, a faster announcer-type read for a runaround. Listen for and identify the variety and differences that you come across. Tomorrow, the cheeky hack to sound like other voice artists. I've not known anyone else to come up with this idea, but I'm going to pass it on to you tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.